Everybody knows the most important thing you should teach your children, but what's the second? Hi, I'm Rob West. Sharing the gospel is the most important thing you can do for your kids, but perhaps the second most is teaching them how to handle money wisely. I'll talk about that with Art Rayner today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, our guest today is Art Rayner. He's the author of several books on personal finance, including a few on teaching kids about money. Now, Art was on with us just a few weeks ago, and there was so much we didn't get to. We needed him to do an encore performance. Art, great to have you back with us.
Rob, it is always an honor to be on the show. I love what you guys do. Thank you for your ministry.
Well, we're grateful for you as well, Art. And earlier, as you know, we talked about your three-volume series, The Secret Slide Money Club, which has very entertaining and educational stories for younger kids, teaching them how to handle money from a biblical perspective. By the way, we are still offering that to listeners through the end of August for a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org. We'd love to put it in your hands. But Art, we want to continue that discussion today, and perhaps starting with this foundational question, just why is it so important to teach kids financial stewardship?
Well, if they're going to take care of us during our retirement years, I mean, they better be well off and financially healthy, right?
That's right. Self-preservation, well, huh?
That's absolutely, yeah, right. There certainly is the practical. We want our kids to be financially healthy. We want our kids to avoid debt. We want them to have their emergency fund, have enough for savings. We want them to make good financial decisions because we know the stress that comes along with poor financial decision making. And so we certainly want them to be financially healthy. So there's that practical element to it, but there's also the spiritual piece to it. Yeah. Money management reflects heart management. And you all know this well. I mean, in Matthew 6:21, it says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," right? Your heart follows your treasure. Yeah. And that's an important teaching. So as we are talking to our kids about finances, we're not just helping them get financially healthy, but though that certainly is part of it, but we're helping them follow God's design for their money and for themselves and helping them prioritize the gospel above all. And so we're really working with their hearts when we're talking about money.
Yeah, and this is such a big idea, Art. It's that we want our kids to leave our home as future adults, understanding not only financial literacy, which you talk about, we talk about, balancing checkbooks and the danger of debt and the power of compound interest, but also really God's heart and perspective on money, which is throughout the counsel of Scripture. If we leave that piece out, they're not ready to approach money from that lens, and that changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, without question. If they are not able to understand and look at finances through a biblical worldview, their finances are going to be impacted for sure. Yeah. But also their heart is going to be impacted, and they're going to fall into these common traps that so many experience. So we want them to avoid those traps.
Yeah. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what this looks like today, Art, in just this minute we have before the first break. Tell us when this process should begin. How early do you start?
Well, I don't recommend starting to introduce your two-year-old to the finer points of the Roth IRA or the traditional IRA. That's not the time.
Even the Rayner kids?
I have made many mistakes, so learn from my mistakes. They don't get it at that age.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Don't underestimate what your kid can learn and retain at a young age. Don't ever underestimate that. So you can start at a very young age, even 3-4 years old, teaching them these some basic principles about what the Bible says about money. You know, we sing to them the ABCs. We sing Jesus Loves Me. And through those songs, we're teaching them some very important principles. And you can do the same, not necessarily in song, but you can teach them some basic money principles even when they are incredibly young.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Art Rayner's child tells us how to calculate the U.S. gross domestic product. Don't miss it. Hey, when we come back, a lot more on this topic. How do you teach your kids about money and God's heart right out of His Word? Art Rayner with us today. Stick around. We'll be right back.
On American Family Radio, hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. Sharing your faith is anything but ordinary. Your stories of how God has loved you with an everlasting love and how He's worked in your life are unique, one of a kind. And here's the best part. You get to tell them to everyone you meet. It is that simple. You're the expert here. God's given you stories to tell that allows the power of God's love to be seen through you. Matthew 28:18 tells us that God, the Holy Spirit, who lives inside your heart, is always there to lead you to the right person to share your faith. All you have to do is start. And when you do, Jesus says in John 15:11 that His joy will remain with you. And guess what? Your joy will remain full. Why would you pass that up? If you need help sharing your faith, go to igniteamerica.com.
Sound Mind Investing helps Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors who are just getting started, those making investment choices for a company retirement plan or college savings account, and people getting close to their retirement years. SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information is at soundmindinvesting.org. The website also features many articles about common money management and investing topics. soundmindinvesting.org.
God can use persecution to strengthen the church and individuals within it.
Persecution is granted to us. Don't miss this. What an honor to be chosen to follow in the footsteps of Christ, to die like the thief beside Him, so that men enslaved to sin can see the gospel written in our flesh and believe.
Gain more perspective on persecution with Jordan Chambly's article, The Victorious Persecuted Church, in the Fall 21 issue of Engage Magazine, or visit EngageMagazine.net.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Joining us today, author and teacher Art Rayner, also contributor at MoneyWise.org. And today we're talking about money and kids. How do we train our kids so they can leave our homes ready to handle money, not only the financial literacy component of money, but also understanding what God's Word says, that He's the owner, that they're a steward, that money is a tool, and really understanding, as Art said, that money issues, well, they're heart issues. How do we communicate and impart all of that to our kids as they're under our roof? Well, we're going to talk about that today. And Art, I want to begin with the nuts and bolts of this. I know you've recommended the three-jar approach, give, save, spend. Is that the approach starting at the youngest ages or something else?
Yeah, so I certainly love those three jars, and we use those in our house. We have gone through the physical jars where they're putting physical cash into the give jar, the save jar, the live jar. We've also transitioned our two older boys onto Greenlight. Now, they still have a give, save, live account, if you're familiar with Greenlight, but we still are using that pattern, the pattern that we find in Scripture, that we are to give generously. That's our priority. Then we are to save wisely. And then we are to live appropriately or spend appropriately. Now, it's important to remember when you're teaching kids, really anything, that you must keep it simple and you have to be highly repetitive. Of course, parents understand that highly repetitive component here. But that's how you teach kids anything, including money. And we start in our household with the fact that God owns everything. That's one thing that we repeat over and over and over again. And if they say, you know, this is my toy, occasionally we'll throw in there, hey, this is God's toy. Remember that. If, hey, if I say this is my car, they'll sometimes chime in and say, no, this is God. This is God's car, Dad. And they'll correct me. I'm like, yeah, I get it. But certainly God owns everything. And we are the manager. We're to take care of what he gives us. And then, yes, we do use those give, save, and live, whether it's a jar or a digital account. We teach our kids to follow that pattern. And by doing that, by helping them understand that particular pattern, we can be highly, highly repetitive. And it sets them up for the future. I mean, the reality is, as adults, if we can get that right, we've accomplished something.
Well, that's so true, and that's really the foundation. Then you can start building upon that as they get older with some of these more complex ideas. All right, let's get this one out of the way. How do we approach the allowance? What does that look like in the Rainer household?
We definitely have chores. Our boys participate in the upkeep of our home. We think that that is important, and they are paid for the chores that they do. And we do that because we want them, one, to understand the value of work. I mean, this is also part of God's design, that work was a pre-fall idea. Proverbs 12:27 says, "The lazy do not roast any game, but the diligent feed on the riches of the hunt." We are designed for work. God wants us to work. It is a wise thing to work and to be compensated for our work. And so we want them to understand the value of work and also understand that this is part of God's design for them. They're not just supposed to sit back and receive and receive and receive without putting in any type of effort. So yes, we do have weekly chores, and they are paid for those chores.
Okay, very good. Now, obviously, as they begin to graduate beyond that and they get a little older, we build on this idea of give, save, spend. But you're also trying to communicate some big ideas to them, including this idea that the world, the culture, is lying to them about money. Tell us about that and how you go about it.
Yeah, so they are going to be bombarded with lies about money. The world is going to constantly teach them its lessons about money, which is why it's so important for us as parents to teach what the Bible says about finances. One of the lies is that the money that we have is actually ours. I've already mentioned that God owns everything. Another one is that money leads to happiness. Your kids, if they're on social media or they're watching maybe their friends accumulate things, they may get the sense that, hey, if I have more stuff or if I have more money, I'm going to be happier, which of course we know is not the case. Another lie is that money leads to a satisfied life, or that money is always good and that less is always bad. Of course, we know with the parable of the talents that, you know, some people have more, some people God gives less, and that's okay. What's ultimately required of us is stewardship in either scenario. And so we want to correct these lies and help them understand what Scripture says about money and how we are to manage it.
Yeah. And when we look at the Council of Scripture, we clearly see jumping off the page that we should be givers, right? We were created in the image of the ultimate giver. So how do you teach the importance of giving back to God and sharing with others in need, Art?
Well, and it goes back to those jars, the give, save, live jar. That give jar is the first thing that they do with their finances. They put their money in that give jar. So helping them understand that generosity is a priority is essential as a parent. My recommendation to parents is to be generous themselves. You know, lead the way and talk about it. Talk to your kids about your generosity. Recently, I was at a at a stoplight, and there's a homeless man right next to me. I did not give him any money, but I gave him what I had. I gave him some drinks. And so just that display of generosity, my boys were in the car, and so they saw that. Let your children see you be generous to others and talk about it. And then when your child decides to be generous themselves, let them. Don't ever stop them from being generous, especially at a young age. My middle son wanted to give money to a lion preserve. Okay. It was something through the Discovery Channel. Sure. You know, I question whether or not he should, whether or not that was the best use of his funds, or should he give to the local church, but I didn't want to stop him, so I did. Of course, now we receive Discovery Channel solicitations all the time. And then when they do give, so don't stop them, but when they do give, celebrate their generosity so that they can be encouraged to continue to give as God has designed us to do.
That's great. All right, just about 30 seconds left. What about allowing our kids to fail, especially as they get a little older in this area of money specifically?
Yeah, so we certainly allow our children to make bad purchase decisions, decisions that they regret. And we think that that's important for them to feel that regret, to feel the consequences of making a poor spending decision, because I would rather them feel that now when the stakes are relatively low than when they get into college or get out of college when the stakes are significantly higher.
That's so good. And then finally, we've got to model it, Art. Isn't that critical?
Yes, without question. If we want our children to be financially healthy and to align their financial practices with what we find in Scripture, we have to do it first. We have to model it for them.
Yeah, I love it. You can learn much more at artrainer.com. He's got some great articles on this topic. Art, thanks for stopping by, my friend. We appreciate your time.
Hey, it's always an honor. Thank you.
His three-book series for kids, The Secret Slide Money Club, is available with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org. That's moneywise.org. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. Stick around.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute. No way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Your kids are grown and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical, biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
What does the American Family Association stand for? AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government. These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I couldn't have had the procedure I needed without CHM's help sharing the bills. That letter from a member displays Christian Healthcare Ministries' purpose to glorify God and serve His people. CHM is the original non-insurance voluntary health cost-sharing ministry, enabling its members to share the cost of each other's medical bills. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
For over 40 years, American Family Association has stood for righteousness and God's truth in our nation.
American Family Association Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano.
One important way you can join us in the battle is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. The charitable gift annuity benefits you, and it benefits the culture-transforming work of American Family Association.
Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. That was great to have Art Rayner, our good friend, with us today as we talk about raising future adults. What does it look like to equip them to handle their money in terms of financial literacy, but also, and I would say more importantly, to understand the counsel of Scripture as it relates to their money? Well, that is no small task, and it is so critical because so often our kids are leaving the home not understanding God's heart as it relates to how they should view His money and their role as stewards and the role of money as a tool and how they should think about all of their decisions in light of Scripture, the importance of contentment and generosity and not trying to keep up with the Joneses, falling into that comparison trap. I mean, so many things. The fact that the world tells them their self-worth equals their net worth. Well, how do we break all of these things down and help them to understand God's heart? Well, the former host of this program, our good friend Howard Dayton, says, in order to do that, we have to be MVP parents. We have to model it. We've got to live it out ourselves. We've got to verbally communicate it. That's the V. We've got to be talking about it. What does this look like? And in everyday situations, talk about the limited resources that we have and talk about the fact that God owns it all and we're His money managers. And then P, we've got to practically demonstrate what that looks like. We've got to get very practical in terms of the teaching element of all of this. And if we do that, well, we will set our kids up to experience God's best. It doesn't mean they won't have difficult times. We live in a fallen world, but they will be equipped to at least look at His resources through the lens of Scripture, which a biblical worldview is the only way to approach it. So I hope that was helpful to you today. By the way, as we mentioned, a great opportunity to pick up that wonderful kids book series that we've mentioned. And you only have a few more days to request a copy of Art Rayner's 3-book young reader series. It's called The Secret Slide Money Club. It's a fun read for ages 8 to 12. He uses humor and adventure to teach children these foundational principles of financial health: give, save, and live. I remember when my kids were young and they had so many books to read during the school year. Well, if that's the case with your child or grandchild, perhaps these books would be a great way to achieve that goal and support the ministry of MoneyWise. If you simply click on the link at the top of the page at moneywise.org, you can request this 3-book series for your kids or grandkids with a gift of $25 or more, and your generous donation helps to expand our outreach to share God's financial principles with others. Again, moneywise.org, you'll see the link at the top of the page. All right, we've got a lot of ground to cover today in the remainder of the broadcast. First and foremost is your questions. What's on your mind today? We'd love to hear from you. We've got lines open at 800-525-7000. Pat Montague standing by today, managing our phones. Would love to hear from you. We'll get you on the air quickly with whatever financial question you have, whether it's related to teaching your kids these money management principles or maybe something you're dealing with today. Again, the number to call is 800-525-7000. Also coming up today, several emails that we've received recently from you. Also, Wired for Impact. We were created in the image of God. Every one of us is an image bearer carrying the likeness of our Creator. We were also made for relationship. but we were made for impact as well. We'll talk about what that looks like. What does it mean to be wired for impact? And how can that affect our financial choices? Well, I'll unpack that for you a little bit later in the broadcast. And finally, if that wasn't enough, our good friend Bob Dahl is stopping by this morning as well. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. Bob is a frequent contributor on Fox Business. He joins us each week to weigh in on the markets and the economy, and he'll certainly give us his outlook today. That'll be in our final segment of the broadcast. So a lot to cover. Again, the phone lines are open as well at 800-525-7000. Let me tackle a couple of emails here before we go to the phones. First, Alex, who wrote in and said, Rob, can you help me with the benefits of a 529 plan to fund my child's education? And Alex, I would just simply say the 529 college savings is my favorite tool for college savings. It's very effective if you're earmarking the money that you're putting aside specifically for college-related expenses. The pros, well, there are federal income tax benefits. It's very low maintenance. There are high contribution limits, so you can essentially put in as much as you'd like. There's a lot of flexibility, especially in terms of being able to get the money out on a pro rata basis for scholarship and grant awards. And there's favorable financial aid treatment if you're going to qualify for need-based aid. The downside of them, well, you've got to use the money for education. There are some limitations on state tax benefits. You can't self-direct the investment. So think of it in terms of your 401k. You would choose from the sub-account investments, essentially picking from the mutual funds made available to you. There are some fees to pay as well, but I still love this tool. Think of it like a Roth IRA in a sense where you can put the money in after tax. It grows tax-free, and as long as you're pulling it out for qualified educational expenses, which means tuition, but also room, board, fees, all of that, then you're going to have all of the gains in that account essentially come out tax-free, which is a real benefit. So if you can start early, be systematic in your contributions, you'll find that this is a very effective tool. Now, which 529 do you choose? Well, that's always the key, Alex. And here's a little secret. You don't have to use the 529 college savings plan in your state. In fact, you may be better off going to another state's 529. Why? Well, they all use different custodians, which means different investments. And one state may not have as good a historical investment performance as another. How do you figure that out? Well, my favorite website to evaluate 529 college savings plans is called savingforcollege.com. You'll answer a few questions, and it'll recommend the top five 529s for you, and investment performance is a part of that analysis. Again, savingforcollege.com, a great way to get started. Socking money away for college is a 529 plan. Alex, thanks for writing into us. All right, a quick break, and then your questions. Here's the number, 800-525-7000. With whatever's on your mind, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Poll puts Trump down 14 points to Biden in general election showdown. Guess who did the survey? It's CNN. We're supposed to believe this. And we look at the end of it and it says that the CNN poll was conducted between June 2nd to the 5th with 1,259 people nationwide questioned by live telephone. Really? Okay. I do not trust these polls. Just don't trust them.
Sandy Rios in the morning. Weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
Sound Mind Investing offers investing guidance grounded in the stewardship principles found in Scripture. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire knowledge and confidence related to investing and overall money management. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a wise and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Siri, I need some help.
What's up?
Well, sometimes I feel like I can't get a handle on my money. I mean, where does it all go?
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you plan your budget and track your spending.
Oh.
Like the $3 you spend every morning on coffee.
Well, not every morning.
You'll also get access to free biblical financial advice.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise, where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. I'm Rob West, your host. Delighted to have you with us today. This is where we gather each morning to, in community, think about how we can apply biblical wisdom to all of our financial decisions, whether we're thinking about our lifestyle and managing our spending plan or our long-term investments. Maybe it's that short-term emergency fund for the unexpected, which always comes, or our giving or debt repayment. Whatever it might be, we'd love to help you think about it through a biblical worldview and make practical decisions with confidence. What's on your mind today? 800-525-7000 is the number to call, with some phone lines open. We'll also be hearing from Bob Dahl in our next segment as we talk about where the economy's at. He'll give us a recent update on some of the latest economic data coming our way as we begin to look at where we head over the balance of the year. We'll head to the phones in just a moment. One more email before we do. This comes from Marlene. She says, I'm 57 years old. I'm recently retired. I work part-time and get a small pension. My husband and I have been married for 35 years, and our house is paid for. All the utilities are in his name, and I haven't had a credit card in years, so I have no credit. I just looked at my credit score for the first time in my life, and it's a 639. I would like to get a credit card for emergencies. I've applied for one and was denied, not because of bad credit, but because of no credit. I recently had a good friend whose husband died unexpectedly, and she also had no credit. I don't want to find myself in the same situation. What do you suggest? And Marlene, I really appreciate this email. This is often a real problem for surviving spouses when they've lost a loved one that held all the credit accounts in their name. It's a very good idea for both spouses to have some credit in their individual name. So here are two things you can do, Marlene, to establish credit and raise your score, probably relatively quickly. First, have your husband add you as an authorized user on his credit card or cards. Then his good credit history will be factored into your score because it will also be reported to your credit file. Second, you can apply for a secured credit card. Most of the major issuers offer these. If you want to find the best one, and they change periodically, you can go to nerdwallet.com or bankrate.com to evaluate them. But basically, you'd put down a deposit of, let's say, $300 to $500, and then you're able to charge up to that amount. But you really want to make just probably one budgeted payment a month, and it could be very small, and then pay off the balance in full. So, for example, pay your electric bill each month with your secured credit card, and then make that payment amount to your credit card instead of to the utility. That's going to be reported as an on-time payer with low credit utilization, meaning a very low balance versus the limit. That will begin to raise your score right away. And I think if you do those two things, That will put you in a great spot to get that credit score up, and then you will have no trouble qualifying on your own should you need it down the road. And Marlene, we appreciate you writing in. All right, let's head to the phones. We've got a couple of lines open, 800-525-7000. Gary's in Kentucky. Gary, you go right ahead, sir.
Well, I'm calling about an investment I'm thinking about making. I just wonder if you think this is possible. The guy's offered to give me 8% for my money. He handles 15 different insurance companies. Does that sound unreal to you?
It does. I'll just be totally honest. So give me a little more information. He said a guaranteed 8% a year?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
There's nothing like that. I mean, the closest thing to that that's right now, but it's temporary, is, you know, we've talked a good bit about the I bonds, the inflation bonds the Treasury has out. These are not anything new, but they've gotten more attention recently because, given what's going on with inflation, they're paying 9.62% and they're backed by the U.S. government. But you don't buy those through anybody other than the U.S. government. You'd go to treasurydirect.gov to buy those. So if somebody's offering you some sort of investment that has an insurance company involved in it or not, and they're saying there's a guaranteed 8%, that really just doesn't exist. There's going to be risk associated with that type of expected return. Now, it may mean that there's an annuity that, is a variable product that has the ability to have, higher returns, but it's not going to be guaranteed. You'll always have, the ability to lose money with these. If you wanted a guaranteed product, you'd be down more in the 3-4% range with an annuity right now. So given that you have some caution flags, I certainly do, I'd probably pass on this. But let's talk about what you're trying to accomplish. What money, Gary, are you trying to put to work? Is this money you just have in savings or what else?
Well, it's money I'm not making no money on. I just got in a credit union.
All right.
And like I got in the money market, 7.7%.
Yeah. And how much are we talking about here?
Well, I think a couple hundred thousand.
Okay. And is this the extent of your investable assets, or do you have other assets in addition to this?
Well, I'm got income. I don't need this money.
Yeah.
It's just I'd like to make, 2-4% on my money.
Yeah.
And
are you willing to take a little bit of risk with this, Gary, to achieve that return, or do you want more of a guaranteed product?
I want more of a guaranteed product. I'm 82 years old.
Okay. Yeah, and so I think from that standpoint, what you need to be looking at right now, which if you are looking for, 2-3%, you can easily achieve that right now through CDs. Given what's happening with interest rates right now, CD rates have come up, and what you probably want to look at is something, like a CD ladder. You could get 2.5% right now with a 1-year CD, all the way up to 3.25% with a 5-year CD. And so what you'd probably want to do is ladder it between a 1, 2, and 5-year CD, and you'd probably average out about a 3% return with FDIC insurance. So it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. You could take 10,000 of it and put it into the I bonds, which is also backed by the U.S. government. And that's paying 9.6% right now, but you can only put in 10,000 per person per year. So the rest of it, if you don't want any risk, you'd probably want to be looking at a CD. Now, the other option would be an insurance product, but that's not going to be at 8%. I mean, you could potentially get a guaranteed rate at maybe 3-4%, but you're giving up access to your capital without penalties and surrender charges. So if you ever needed to get to it, annuities make it a little more challenging to get to the money without, paying penalties and surrender charges. That's where the CD ladder, where maybe you have a portion of it coming due every year or every 18 months, so you've got the ability to tap into it as you need to, and you can roll it over as higher at higher rates, because as the interest rates continue to head up, CD rates are going to go with it. So if you had maybe a third of this $200,000 coming due every year, once you ladder it in, then you could roll it over into a new, let's say, 1, 2, or 3 year CD and take advantage of the higher rates as they become available. So I think that or a guaranteed annuity could work. And for that, I would probably not talk to this person, just given what you've told me. I'd reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor in your area, which you can find on our website at moneywise.org, to get a recommendation on another product that probably is a little closer to that 3 or 4% range, certainly not 8%. I hope that helps you. Gary, we appreciate you checking in with us, my friend. God bless you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your questions. And Bob Dahl joins us on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
Are you in need of hope, encouragement, and the love of God? I'm Pastor Salem. I'd like to invite you to join us for the Christian Worship Hour. For decades, I've been teaching the Word of God so that people everywhere can experience the love and power of a personal relationship with our Lord. Tune into this station this weekend and prepare to be blessed and encouraged by another life-changing message.
Learn more about our program at ChristianWorshipHour.com.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Did you know the MoneyWise listener call-in line at 800-525-7000 is open for business 24 hours a day? It's the number that never sleeps. So when the kids are off to school or you have a few minutes before that power lunch with a client, give us a call and leave your question. We use as many of them as we can on the show. 800-525-7000 is all you need to know to get biblically-based answers to your questions here at MoneyWise. Call anytime. You won't catch us napping.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. So glad to have you along with us today. We've got some phone lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Hey, by the way, we started today by talking about raising money smart kids. But money smart kids, not just in the mechanics of money management, but also in a biblical worldview. How do we think about imparting this idea that God owns it all and we're stewards and money is a tool to kids? Well, it's something we've got to be intentional about, and we need to start early. And to that end, there's only a few more days to request a copy of Art Rainer's 3-book Young Reader series called The Secret Slide Money Club. It is a fun read targeting kids is age 8 to 12. And Art uses a lot of humor and adventure to teach these foundational principles of financial health around give, save, live, which is a really healthy construct and effective tool for teaching kids. If you'd like to pick up a copy of this book series, you can do that and support the ministry of MoneyWise Media. Just go to moneywise.org and request your copy at the top of the page. You'll see a link. With a gift of $25 or more, your donation will help to expand our outreach and allow you to pick up a copy of this book series for your kids or grandkids. Again, it's called The Secret Slide Money Club by Art Rainer, our good friend, and you can pick it up at moneywise.org. All the details right there at the top of the page. All right, back to the phones we go. Sean in Virginia, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Good morning, and God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, why is it that we have all these stations and commentaries and people that talk and ministers and but it's never talked about the seniors, about more help for the seniors. I'm wondering why that is never talked about. I am certain that there is people out there between 68 and on or up, 70s, and even into their 80s that's maybe have lost family and really there's not a whole lot of help for them, but it's never talked about much help for senior citizens. And everybody, if they live, they're going to get old, but maybe they have family. Maybe they have someone that they can fall back on and everything. But when you have lost two children, a husband, and basically on your own, well, I'm not on my own because I know God carries me, amen.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm just saying, in the name of Jesus, why is it that it's never anything talked about more help for the seniors, which have carried really where we are today?
Yes. Well, Sean, I appreciate you raising that very valid point. You know, God's word and help for all seasons of life is absolutely critical. And whether it's the local church being able to serve and teach and equip the body in all phases of life, from the very earliest to the most elderly, that's essential. Our programming here on American Family Radio to speak to all stages of life is a key part of this ministry, and it's a key part of what we do here on MoneyWise, recognizing that the issues related to widowhood are real, and especially as it relates to money. So often we will encounter folks where their spouse, who has gone on to be with the Lord, was the one who handled all the finances, and so they're left to try to pick up the pieces and figure out where is my money and how do I manage it and who do I talk to and what decisions do I need to make. And so we talk a lot about that, and we have the privilege of talking to folks in that wonderful season of life literally every day on this program to try to be of help, to make decisions about what does it look like to give faithfully and save for the future, and what about identity theft, and I mean just all of these issues that I think can be challenging in this season of life, especially when you feel like apart from the Lord you don't really have a whole lot of folks to lean on. And that's where the body of Christ comes in. That's where this radio program and ministry comes in. And that's where the local church should come in as well. So, Sean, you raise a great point. And let me just offer a prayer for you today and just ask the Lord to walk alongside you and just thank him for his faithfulness in your life. And Father, thank you for Sean. And Lord, as her husband has gone on to be with you, and she's lost a daughter and a son, and boy, she can feel all alone. And yet she's quick to give testimony to your faithfulness in her life, that you are her provider. You are her sustainer. Thank you that you are there in every phase of life, all the time. And we can trust you and depend upon you. And thank you for the hope of heaven someday when we will be with you and with those who trusted you as well. And so, Father, we just ask you to walk alongside her and bring people to be an encouragement and a support to her to the extent that she's is needed. And we just tell you today, we love you, and we're most thankful for Jesus. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Sean, thank you for calling in today. God bless you very much. Folks, as we begin to wrap up today, you know, I mentioned that I wanted to share with you some thoughts on how we're wired for impact. Think about this. You know, according to Genesis 1, human beings are made in the image of God. We know that. Every one of us is an image bearer carrying the likeness of our Creator, like a lantern in the dark. We're also made for relationship, with the ability to reason, understand, and love the Lord and others. And this is important because when we know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made with a purpose, well, it changes our perspective on day-to-day living. And what is our purpose? Well, one of the ancient catechisms puts it this way. Man's chief end or purpose is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. In other words, and the Bible confirms this, worship is in our DNA. When we worship God, we're doing what we're made for. Of course, we can choose to worship something else like money or success or influence or even ourselves, but we're most satisfied when we're serving our Creator. So we're all made to shine with God's image and to worship. Now, I believe there's another way to reflect the Lord's character, and that is by having a kingdom impact in the lives of others. Some people choose careers with impact in teaching, medicine, or even financial advice. Parents know the satisfaction of having an impact in the lives of their kids. We talked about that today. Volunteering is another way to have an impact. You also see people with specific skills and interests using those gifts to serve others, and our MoneyWise coaches are a great example of that. Since we're all wired for impact, here's a question, though. How can that affect our financial choices? Well, following a spending plan can have a positive impact on your family, controlling cash flow and reducing financial anxiety. Your giving choices will certainly have an impact in your local community and across the world. Also, your positive, generous attitude about giving will be an example for others. What about investing? This is another area where folks are becoming more aware of the impact that they can have. As owners of companies, investors have a voice in corporate decisions. So I'd encourage you to speak up about the issues that are important to you. You know, believe it or not, paying off debt can have a positive impact, not only on your finances, but also as an example to others of responsible financial management. Your children, especially, can learn a lot from the way you handle your obligations. We talked about that a good bit today. Your estate plans can have an impact for God's kingdom long after you're gone. Make sure you've got a will and plan ahead for a godly legacy. And the most important way you can make a difference is to tell others about the good news of Jesus. That's the way to have an eternal impact. So part of being human, made in the image of God, is that we're made for impact. My challenge to you is, let's find ways in your daily financial decisions to make a kingdom impact in the lives of others. And I think as we do that, as we're intentional in that area, well, the joy that follows that by being connected to God's activity, by being a part of what he's doing, and using our resources, his financial resources, to be connected in that way is an incredible opportunity. So I would just challenge you today to think about the impact that you can make and really think about how we connect that to our finances. All right, folks, well, as we begin to wrap up today, we started today by talking about handling money God's way, specifically as it relates to our kids. And let's finish where we started today. You know, as you think about the opportunity to raise money smart kids, I hope you'll be intentional first in that modeling. You know, it's really difficult to impart these ideas to our kids if we're not doing it ourselves, if we're not living on a spending plan, if we're not managing debt wisely, if we're not giving generously. How in the world are we going to communicate the importance of that to our kids? So start with yourself. And I know I've got to do the same thing and say, am I doing the things that are going to lead to my kids ultimately seeing the right behaviors and then following that themselves? But then talk about it. Bring it up. You know, when the kids ask to buy something, don't just automatically fire back with, well, we can't afford that. No, it's we have limited resources and we have to be careful in how we allocate God's money. And we have a plan to do that that reflects what's most important to us, Johnny. And part of that includes just enjoying it. But guess what? That's all allocated this month, so we can't do that. But let's plan and save to do that in the future, and let's teach delayed gratification. So we've got to talk about it. We've got to model it. And then we've got to really find some practical ways to demonstrate it. You can do that in a host of ways. We did that one month by turning over our eating out budget to our kids and let them wrestle through the hard decisions of how are we going to use these limited resources this month. It was so much fun to watch them do that. Hey, all the best to you as you think and pray through this. It's worth it. All right, folks, we're out of time today. So thankful to have you joining us here on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Thank you to Pat Montague, Devin Patrick, and Robert Sutherland. I couldn't do it without them. Hope you have a wonderful day and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again, Lord willing, at the same time, same place. We'll see you then. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.